Amen. Praise God. Would you join me as I pray for our pastor, who certainly would prefer to be here than to be where he is doing what he's doing right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We're standing in the gap for our pastor, Pastor Monty Davis, Lord God. His faithfulness to you is well known. And so, Lord God, we as the church that you have called him to shepherd, we are coming before you right now in the name of Jesus. And we're praying, Lord God, that you would not only heal his body, but give him some rest right now. Allow him to be reminded that he is your good and faithful servant. And that, Lord God, even though he may be down in sickness right now, he is never down in your sight. He's right where you want him to be for this very moment in time. Would you encourage him in this moment, Lord God? Remind him that he is your son and that you love him. We thank you, Lord God, that you put him in our lives. We don't know where we would be exactly, but Lord God, you put Pastor Monty in our life, and he teaches us so faithfully. So Lord God, would you allow him to feel your presence, feel your love as we pray for him, as every voice in this place says, amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to come straight to you from the Bible this morning, and I'm going to be down in Mark chapter 16, and I'm going to be down at verse 15. Now, if you got the wrong Bible in your hand, not really the wrong Bible, your Bible might stop at verse 8. If that's the case, no problem, because we're going to have it up here for you, as my friend calls it, the Air Bible. All right, and we're down at verse 15, and it says, he said to them, well, who is he? Jesus. He said to them, go unto all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, the disciples, and it wasn't just the 12 apostles, but the disciples, all the people, all the believers who were there, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. Father, in this time right now, I pray that you would preach through me, teach through me, Lord God. I pray that you would use me as a yielded vessel, a yielded instrument, that these words would not be my own, Lord God. Father, I pray that every ear in here would be tuned to your voice, that they would tune out Greg Mays, and they would tune in, Father God. And Lord God, anything that I say that is of me, I pray that you would strike it from the record like they do in the court. Lord God, we only want to hear from you right now. As always, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. 4 years ago yesterday, I stood up here and I had an opportunity to preach on New Year's Day, 2017. So maybe that was 5 years ago. My math might be off. 5 years ago today, or yesterday. It was the last church service that my mother ever attended. And I believe if you ask my mom, she could do it all over again, she would do it the exact same. My mom loved the Lord, and she loved her boys. And so I think in that moment, as I was, you know, the Lord was putting this on my heart, I thought about my mom and my grandmother, her mom. My grandmother was a domestic helper. If you've ever watched a movie called The Help, that was my grandmother uniform and all. And that's what she did. And if you watch that movie, you saw that that's a tough life those ladies were living. It was not an easy existence. But my grandmother's faith was, it just was not shakable. She was going to be in church. She was going to be serving people. She was going to be loving people. And you would never know what she was going through. You know what that is? That's that boldness. That's that accepting the challenges of life and moving forward. And so today, as we prepare to walk into 2022 by walking out our faith, I want you to walk boldly. And I want you to accept the challenge of walking boldly. What does that mean to you? I want you to take just a second. I want you to think about 2021. And at some point in this last year, there was something that you said, I'm going to do that. But you didn't do it. I'm going to do this in Jesus' name. But you didn't do it. You knew it was the right thing to do, but maybe fear stepped in. Maybe the wrong voices. Because believe it or not, well-meaning people don't always do well by you. So you have these thoughts. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take out your phone, and I want you to go into your calendar, and I want you to go to July the 3rd. Come on now, get them phones out. Y'all, you know you don't want to be on them phones in church anyway. Over here acting like, oh, I ain't wanted to know, I already had it. I want to take my time. Go to July the 3rd. And you guys at home, go to July the 3rd. And I want you to write down three things. I want you to write down three things that you wanted to do boldly in 2021. And I want you to write them down that you're going to do those in 2021. I want you to write them down, and then I want you to put an alert on there, all right? Because I want you to be reminded in 6 months, and then put this question down, how am I doing, all right? So we're going to write down three things. Take a couple of seconds. We're going to write down three things that we know we needed to do in 2021, but they were a bit bold, and we didn't do them. And hey, maybe there's something that you say, hey, I didn't even think about this. I want to make sure I'm doing that. Whatever that is, write down three things and then write down the question, how am I doing? And don't forget to put an alert, because if you just put it in there and let it go, it's never going to remind you.
Let us sound the failures.
Praise God. So why this exercise? Why would we do that? In the middle of church, he made us get on our phones. Think about how many times we start the year, oh, I'm going to do this, oh, I'm ready to go. And we get out, oh, all the way to January the 3rd. And it's like, boop. Yeah, that was harder than I thought it was going to be. You know, what I want you to do is to be bold, be accountable. Now, if you really want to challenge yourself, tell someone what you wrote down. Share it with them and ask them to hold you accountable. See, right now, you've done a great job. You've written it down and you put an alert there. So in 6 months, it's going to come back to you. But man, I'm going to tell you right now, if you tell somebody about it, they're going to remind you. They may not remind themselves, but they're going to remind you. And so if you guys share that, then you have an opportunity to do all that God is calling you to do. Because here's something we don't hear enough. If you want to fail, God will let you. I know that's not, oh, you can't say that in church. Let that marinate. If it's your desire to fail, meaning, I ain't gonna do it, God will let you. It's not his desire. That's not his heart's desire, but he'll let you. So if you want to accept the challenge, if you want to be bold in 2022, share that and allow people to come alongside you and to root you on. The Bible tells us to spur one another on. We need to encourage each other. And so I would encourage you to share that. Share that with someone that you spend time with, that are going to be around you, someone you trust, someone that loves you. And you'll be shocked on July the 3rd when that question comes up. You say, hey, I've been doing that all year. I'm going to keep doing it, but I've already been doing it. And we want to hear your testimonies, you know, on the back of that yellow card that Danny talks about. We want to hear that. We want you to share those testimonies because that spurs us all along. You know, and then maybe Pastor Monty, when he comes back, maybe he'll share some of those just to share some of the testimonies because that's important for us. Here's the thing. As you step out in boldness for God, he's going to begin to take things out of your life. We don't necessarily want to hear that because we think, well, good, I didn't really like that, blah, blah, whatever it is. No, 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 no. He's going to take the stuff that you really, really like, but it's not honoring him. He's going to take that out of your life. That is the challenge. Are you going to let him? Are you going to let him take those things out of your life in 2022 that you know you didn't really honor God with in 2021 and days gone by? Because that is what you're signing up for. You know, if you want to live out this bold, challenge-accepting life, you're going to have to let God clean some things out. Now, here's the good news. There's some junk in your life that you've been trying to get rid of, but you just haven't had the discipline. God's going to give you that discipline. Yeah, he's going to clean out the stuff that you thought you wanted and needed, but he's also going to, at the same time, clean out that junk. Let him clean out the junk in your life. Because sometimes, as it gets messy, he'll start opening your eyes and showing you that what you thought I was doing as a negative towards you, no, 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 no. I had this plan. Y'all remember Joseph? His life got messy. Messy. Nobody wanted the life of Joseph. And then all of a sudden, everybody wanted the life of Joseph. And as you read about that, what does the writer of Genesis say? And God was with Joseph in the mess. And God was with Joseph in slavery. And God was with Joseph in prison. And God was with Joseph. You see, as God is putting you in place so you can be bold, you might go through some mess. But that is okay because God is faithful. Think about it like this. Not everything in your life, not every direction you're going is what God has for you. So one of the first things you need to do, if this is a true statement, truly stated, then one of the first things you better be doing every morning when you wake up is seeking the Father and asking Him, hey, Lord, what do I have in my life? What direction am I going that you're not taking me? Don't think for one second that you can't walk in a direction that God doesn't have you walking. That's a trick of the enemy to get you to think everything you're doing is God honoring. Here, let me just rationalize it for you. If you want to be bold, if you want to accept this challenge of walking boldly in 2022, then you have to understand that not everything in your life, not every direction that you're going is what God has for you. If you're going to put your trust in Christ and be bold for His sake, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24 tells you this. It says, may God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. God is faithful. So if you are entering into this, accepting the challenge, because you want to honor God, then understand that God is faithful. Can I give you a couple stories? Y'all ever heard of a lady named Hannah? Hannah in the Bible, in 1 Samuel, we read about Hannah. And Hannah is what? What's Hannah's issue? Say again? She wants a child. Not only does she not have a child, but her husband's other wife, what? Got kids and is lording it over her. She's making Hannah seem like Hannah is less than. So Hannah is going through some struggles. And what does Hannah do? Come on now. We didn't cover that in Bible study yet. What did Hannah do? She prayed. But she not only prayed, she entered into an agreement with God. Right? Didn't she enter into an agreement with God? What'd she say? She said, God, if you give me a son, what? I'm going to give him back to you to serve you all the days of his life. Guess what? God says, shucks, that sounds like a little bit. Let me go on and get that. And so Hannah had a child. And what's that child's name? And what did Samuel do? Samuel anointed David. Well, who's David? Why do we care about that? Because King David, that's the line that some guy, y'all might have heard of him. Jesus Christ came through that. You understand? So here's Hannah, wants a child, doesn't have a child. She's looking around, this other person who she thinks, I'm just as good as she is. How come she's having babies and I'm not having babies? And she goes before God and says, God, if you, then I will. And she was faithful. And so God gave her the son. So it don't even matter what her rival's children, we don't even hardly read about them. But we know about Samuel. And we know what Samuel did. And we know about the relationship that God had with Samuel. Go back and read 1 and 2 Samuel. That's some good homework. Pastor Monty told him to read 1 and 2 Samuel. I thought you would appreciate that. But not only Hannah, what about Rachel? Y'all ever heard of Rachel? Rachel? Oh, no, Rachel. You heard of Jacob, right? Well, Jacob's first wife is named Leah. But that isn't who he wanted to marry. He wanted to marry Rachel. That was the woman Jacob loved. Where are you getting all this, Greg? The Bible. It's right there. Go into Genesis. Lovely story. And so Rachel is sitting back and Leah is just having kids, sons. That's a big deal. Because I ain't gonna be able to make it out to church. I'm all the way inside. Sons in those days were more important than women. It doesn't have to be right. It's just how they lived. So having a son, that was you were honorable. And so Leah ultimately has six sons before Rachel has one. Not only that, Rachel gives her maidservant to Jacob, and Rachel's maidservant has two kids. Not only that, Leah gives her maidservant to Jacob, and her maidservant has two kids. We're my math majors. How many kids we got? 10. And how many does Rachel have at this point? Z to the row. But look at God. What does God do? Why are we talking about this? Because we're talking about boldness. We're talking about still going before God when, as you look around, things aren't going how you think they should. We're going to be bold. We're going to accept the challenge to walk boldly in 2022. And we're going to look at Rachel. Because Rachel's first child is who? That's too hard. It's too hard. They didn't teach that in. Pastor Kim, we're going to have to work on the curriculum. No, Rachel's first child is Joseph. Rachel has two children. She dies at the birth of her second child.
Benjamin.
Thank you. Joseph and Benjamin were 11 and 12. So get this. Rachel, the person that Jacob wanted to marry in the first place, the one person that Jacob was in love with, Rachel, doesn't have a child until there are 10 already. That's what you're signing up for. February is going to come. March is going to come. April is going to come. And you're going to be looking around, seeing everybody getting blessed. And you're going to be going back into you said, God, I'm doing all these bold things for you. You know, what's going on? You know, how come, you know, more opportunities are not manifesting? And God is saying, don't worry, but you just keep being faithful to me. Like Hannah, think about Samuel. Like Rachel, think about Joseph. See, we don't realize that the 11th son of Jacob, the 11th son of Jacob saved Israel. Not the first. If you know anything about patriarchal societies, the firstborn son is everything. But as you look in the Bible, it doesn't always work out that way. And so that's important for us to hold on to. As you're walking into 2022 and you're accepting this challenge, you need to understand that you might go through some stuff. Stay faithful. Keep praying. Keep pursuing that boldness that God is calling you to. And it may get worse before it gets better. It may get worse before it gets better. I've told this story before. There's a football player who played for a team, some of you may have heard of it, the Dallas Cowboys. In fact, this guy right now is one of the 15 finalists for going into the Hall of Fame. And many people think he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. His name is DeMarcus Ware. And I've shared this story with you before, but we have new people. So if you've heard it before, DeMarcus Ware, as a rookie for the Dallas Cowboys, is, you know, this can't-miss guy. And he's about to go into the Hall of Fame, probably. And not everybody gets that opportunity. So he probably, you know, they were probably, accurate when they were saying that. So he is at camp, you know, they're at training camp, and the kind of the players, the veterans, you know, they say, hey, we're gonna take this rookie, and we're going to take him out, and we're going to duct tape him to the goalpost. And so that's what they do. They duct tape DeMarcus Ware to the goalpost, and they all go back to the dorm, and they, you know, key, having a good time. Well, it starts rumbling, and a couple of raindrops start to fall. Well, DeMarcus Ware is a man of God, and he says, God, I'm your son. I love you. I'm faithful to you. Please don't let it rain. And the rain starts coming down just a little bit harder. He said, God, I'm your son. I love you. I'm faithful to you. Please don't let it rain. And the rain starts getting harder and harder. And I mean, finally, it just starts coming down in buckets. And you, if you've ever been in one of those rains, we get them here in Florida all the time. It just crawls in and boom. And now he's in a full-blown pour. And he's saying, God, I'm your son. I'm faithful to you. And you're going to let it rain on me like this? And what was that? Got a little loose. What was that? Got a little loose. The rain started making the duct tape fail. And so he was able to get out and get loose because of the rain that came down. So he got loose, went back into, got cleaned up, and went to sleep. You know, as the rain kept coming and coming and coming, now the veterans, they got nervous. And so they we got to go out there. We got to check on this guy. We can't let him, you know, he's our prize rookie. When they got out there, all they saw was duct tape. They went back to the dorms, and there is DeMarcus Ware laying in the bed, sleep. You see, the very thing that DeMarcus Ware was worried about, he trying to get God to keep it from him. I don't want to go through this rainstorm. The very mess that DeMarcus Ware was trying to avoid, watch this, was the very thing that God used to free him. As you walk into 2022, you might think, well, I don't know if I can be bold, Greg. I'm dealing with this. I'm dealing with that. I'm dealing with this. Can I do my walk? You don't care about that. You walk into 2022 like you got some purpose. Why? Because the very thing that you're going through, you don't know, but that God is using that to prepare you for where you're going. I was talking to somebody yesterday. This is a side note. This ain't even in the sermon. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and Lord, please, I'm asking you to help me remember who I was speaking with. Joe Ellis. Joe Ellis used to come to this church, and I was talking to him yesterday. Those of you who know Joe might know a little bit of his story, but he really has gone through some serious physical issues. But, you know, he's on the other side of that. I mean, you know, his story is his story to tell, but he and I were talking, and he said, I was speaking to this person the other day, and they were going through some issues, you know, some physical issues and some life struggles. And he said, and I told him, I know exactly what you're going through. And I'm telling you right now, we stopped right there. I said, Joe, we got to pray. And we prayed right on the spot. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Why? Because sometimes you're going through some stuff. You might be walking into 2022 going through some stuff, but you don't know, come April, God's going to throw someone in your path. And you know, people always say, you don't understand. Well, let's have a conversation. So whatever God has you going through, you wake up daily, you praise his name, you glorify him, you pray to him, you read his word, and if he has you in the struggle, then you walk through the struggle with him. That's what Joseph did. That's what Hannah did to have Samuel. That's what David did when he was in them caves. You understand? If you're going to accept this challenge, there may be some things that you got to walk through, but watch this. Walk through them. If you're going to accept the challenge, then you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. It don't matter what you think. It doesn't matter if it's going how you think it should go. What's that passage say? Come on, look up there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. If you're going to walk in 2022 in boldness, if you're going to accept the challenge to live a life full on for God, whatever you say, Lord God, I'm going to do it, then you got to get out of your head and quit worrying about what you think. Well, that ain't how I would do it, God. I could just hear God saying, okay, that ain't how you would do it. Tell me how this creation thing is going on your behalf. You know, if you really pause and put your against God, it's not even a, it's, we don't even have to waste our time. So if you're going to walk with God, you got to trust God. Now I want to share something with you. Usually when Pastor Monty asked me to speak, I spend time, you know, days, if I'm being honest with you. And God just gives me a little bit and a little bit, and I'll go in my phone and I'll write something down, you know, message. I think Pastor Monty called me Tuesday. When I woke up, come on now, y'all in your heart, shout. I woke up Wednesday morning, and I'm laying in the bed, and God, accept the challenge. So I take my phone and I just write, accept the challenge. I put the phone down. I'm laying in the bed on my back. And he just point by point by point, and I would just grab the phone. He's never done this before. I was just grabbing the phone, writing it down. Grabbing the phone, writing it down. Point by point, in the order that I'm sharing it with you right now is the order that God gave it to me, except for the little side note with Joe Ellis. God is faithful. And so as I'm laying there, God put this on my heart, said, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord your God is faithful. He put that on my heart. I said, that sounds familiar, but it don't sound quite right. But it sounds familiar. So I spent some time, you know, finishing up. And I just kept going and going and going. And then when I was done, I went to look up. What does that mean? Do you not know? Have you not heard? And if you ever read Isaiah chapter 40, well, as you get towards the end, we mostly hear Isaiah 40, 30, and 31, right? Well, before that, if you start at verse 28, it says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. So I'm laying there in bed, and God puts the part of that on my heart. And that's a reminder. As we're walking boldly in 2022, I want you to grab that passage and keep going back to it, especially when you start having questions. Well, I don't understand this. Okay. You don't understand it. You got a friend in Jesus. Didn't we sing about that? What a friend we have in Jesus. We could take things to him. So you go before him and you sit down and you shut off all the noise and you say, God, I don't understand. And then you close your mouth, you open your heart, and you allow him to speak into it. And he will. Watch this. Every time. He's always talking to you. God is always talking to you. I say this so frequently. I want you to get it. Listen to me. Jesus Christ said, I do nothing apart from the Father. How can he do nothing apart from the Father unless he's constantly listening to the Father as he moves? Think about this. If you get in your Bible, oh, come on. If you get in your Bible and you start reading, you're going to see that Jesus would go away to a quiet place to pray. He was going off to places to pray. Anybody heard that Jesus Christ walked on water? Where was he coming from? Come on, Pastor. He was coming from praying. I don't have time to pray. Then you, I'm going to step on your toes. If you don't have time to pray, if you don't have time to read your Bible, you don't have time to live for God. So pack it in, turn in your church membership, and go live, because this is all you get. Oh, he got quiet. That ain't what we want to hear. Listen to me. God is available through prayer. He has given us his word. If you want to walk boldly in 2022, you're going to have some adversary. You are not going to walk boldly in 2022 and no one's going to come up against you. The enemy is ready, waiting, but he will be defeated in whose name? Jesus' name. Not Monty's name, not Kim's name, not Jeff's name, Joe's name, Rick's name. Where's my man, Meyer, Bob? Where's Bob? Bob here today? Not Bob, I'm just naming off the elders of our church. Jimmy's name, not their name, Jesus' name. You walk in Jesus' name. Start walking in Jesus' name. Start putting the name of Jesus on your stuff. Start saying in Jesus' name. Two things are going to happen. Stuff's going to start falling away, and stuff's going to start trying to block you. That don't make no sense, Greg. That's just the way it is. In Jesus' name, it's going to fall away. In Jesus' name, they're going to try to come against you. In Jesus' name, it's going to fall away. In Jesus' name, they're going to try to come against you. You want to walk boldly in 2022, you better be ready for some challenges. You better be ready for some challenges. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He will not grow tired. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I just need a nap. He never says that. Or weary. And watch this. His understanding, no one can fathom. Einstein couldn't fathom it. Sir Isaac Newton can't fathom it. George Washington Carver can't fathom it. Those are some smart people. Can't fathom it. Eden Battaglia can't fathom it. I just needed to get you in the message. You guys understand? Are you with me? Did I lose you? God is faithful. He will not grow weary. This was the next thing God put on my heart. He is faithful. Accept the challenge to live boldly. Challenge to boldly live out your faith in 2022. Watch this. Here's why. People are watching. They got this app. It's brand new. It just came out yesterday. It's called TikTok. Oh, y'all was on it? I was on TikTok the other day, and this young lady says, I have a new hero. She said, I have a new hero. Maybe some of you guys have seen this video. But she said, I was at work, and, you know, I was getting restless. And so she said, like a dog, I needed to take myself out for a walk. So she said, she goes outside. She said, it's raining. She goes outside. And it's raining, and she's out there walking, and she looks up, and she sees this woman. Says the woman's probably about 90 years old, and the woman's walking. She says she's walking through the puddles, out here walking. And she said, you know, I'm thinking, what are you doing out here? You need to be inside with some hot chocolate or something. And so she made her way over to the lady, found out the lady is 93 years old. And she said, ma'am, are you okay? She said, are you all right? Why are you out here? And the lady said, no, I'm fine. She said, I'm on mission. The young lady said, huh? She said, I'm on mission. She said, on mission? What you talking about? And she said, every day I walk and I evangelize. I share the gospel. Doesn't matter the rain, nothing. She said, every day I walk around this time. She said, because I may be the only person that shares the gospel with somebody. She said, not just the day. She said, in their entire life. She said, I'm on mission. She said, I might be the only Jesus that that person ever meets in their life. You know, we don't think like that. That's not how we think. We think, oh, we have time. Oh, we'll have time. You know, I thought, oh, there'll be plenty of services for my mom to attend. You know, I'm not trying to bring the mood down, but on Thanksgiving weekend, 2015, I'm sitting watching LSU play football, having a good time. Phone rings. My wife answers the phone. All of a sudden, my wife starts saying, no, 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 no. And you know when somebody's saying no, 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 and you need to get in that room, and when they're saying no, 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 and you can keep doing what you're doing. And I needed to get in that room. And it was that day, my wife's parents, they died in a car wreck. You know, I'm not telling you that to pull you down. You know why I'm telling you that? Because you don't know. God does. You don't know what that person's next step is going to be. Will you share the gospel? If God has put it in you to evangelize in that way, go do it. There are some of you, even in this room right now, God has equipped you to be that cold person. When I say cold, I'm not talking about cold-hearted, but you just walk up to somebody out of the blue and you just, hey, do you know Jesus? And you, because that's the gift that God has put in you, God is pointing people out to you, and it's your job to go to them. But you ain't gonna go to them because you don't want to start no trouble. And that's the gift that God has given you. I would love that gift. I don't have it. I have the gift of people who have walked in Christ, but maybe they're falling away or they're faltering in their walk. Those are the people that God has called me to. And I try my best. I work diligently to be faithful to that people group. But if God has called you to people who don't even know, then you need to be out there doing it like that 93-year-old lady who understands, if I don't go, then who? This is what we're talking about, walking boldly into 2022, accepting the challenge. The status quo isn't good enough. We're going to accept the challenge in 2022, and we're going to walk boldly. And those three things that you wrote down at the beginning of this message, you need to start doing them today. We're not going to wait till July the 3rd to be reminded and go, oh, okay, I only got 6 months now. No, we're going to start doing them today because that's what God is calling us to do. And the good news is you're not alone. You know, earlier we sang this song, Your Name is Power. And I know she gets tired of me saying this, but you're just going to have to get tired of me saying this. Abby, when you sing that song, bro, the Lord just talks to me. You know, he has blessed you with that gift to worship in his name. And I'm thankful that you are obedient to that. So praise God. But the song starts out, you're the only answer to the darkness. You're going through a dark time? Jesus. You're the only right among the wrong. You're struggling with your decision making? Jesus. You're the only hope among the chaos. You're confused and you don't know what to do next? Jesus. You are the voice that calls me on. Jesus is your cheerleader. Jesus will spur you on. and he's going to do it louder than every lie. You ain't good enough. You can't do that. Who do you think you are? You're not able. You're not enough. You're this, you're that. No, no, no. Listen to the voice of Jesus. It's louder than every lie. You're more than a conqueror. Every weapon, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Even youths grow tired and weary, but those who put their hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Jesus is louder than every lie. That's why you get in the Word and you start speaking that over your life. Our sword in every fight. Paul says that the sword of the Word of God, your sword in every fight, you speak that word over. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. It is written. The truth will chase away the night. Your name is power over darkness. Freedom for the captives. Mercy for the broken and the hopeless. Your name is faithful in the battle. Glory in the struggle. Mighty. I love this. Mighty, mighty, it won't let us down or fail us. Your name, Jesus Christ, is power. This is how you walk into 2022, accepting the challenge to walk boldly where God is calling you to walk, and he will equip you. What's that expression that y'all Christians like to use? God doesn't call the equipped. What does he do? He equips the call. God doesn't call the qualified. What's he do? He qualifies the call. Listen to me. God is able. He is faithful. Remember way back when I told you that God put this on my heart? Have you not heard? Do you not know that the Lord your God is faithful? And I said that didn't match the passage. It didn't match the passage. And as I finished my quiet time that day, God had at the bottom of my journal this passage, Psalm 25:10. And it says, all the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. Listen to me. God is ready to speak to you. He is ready to use you. He is ready to allow you to walk boldly in his name in 2022, but not just 2022, as long as you walk on this earth. That is the challenge. Will you accept it? Will you accept it? I love how God works. I pray that you will accept the challenge to live boldly for the Lord in 2022. And let's work together as a church to be the capital C church that our city needs. You know, Pastor Monty has said this a couple of times. If the Rock Community Church closed its doors today, never to meet again, never to be a body of believers again, would Lakeland even notice? And if the answer to that is no, they wouldn't notice, then we better get about our Father's business. It's not because we're trying to puff ourselves up. Don't hear that. I'm not saying that. But we should be making such an impact that if the church went away, we're not saying that God won't continue to do his work, but people should notice, hey, what happened to the rock? You understand? That's the impact that God wants for us, because he gets the glory in that, not us. So let's be bold in our faith. Then we will see what the Lord will do. May God allow us to be right back here next year, praising his name on January the 1st, 2023, because he was faithful to us in our boldness. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your faithfulness. Now, Father God, I'm praying for everyone in this room. Those who took the time to write something down, and even those who just thought of it in their head. I pray, Lord God, that in your faithfulness, you will continue to bring that up to them. Continue to remind them of what they said they were going to do in your name. And then, Lord God, give them the courage, give them the strength, give them the endurance to do it. May they walk boldly for you in 2022. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.